This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The fifth leading rusher of all time is coming off the couch.
They give it to Peterson, running to the left.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
All day! Yeah! Touchdown!
You can't predict this league ever.
Earlier on the show, Patriots linebacker Matthew Judon from NBC Sports. Peter King. Coming up, Cardinals quarterback Colt McCoy. Plus your phone calls, complete Week 9 NFL recap, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We already chatted with Peter King of NBC Sports, ProFootballTalk.com, Football Morning and America. Matthew Judon of the now 5-4 New England Patriots. He was on in hour number 1. They're currently your 7th seed in the AFC. How about them apples after a crazy, crazy week 9 that has one more game left in it, the Bears and the Steelers on Monday Night Football. As I mentioned, we've already seen 7 teams this week of week 9, 7 teams go into a game with a worse record than their opponent and win. 4 teams that had a better record than their opponent, only 4 of them have won in week number 9. The Chargers, the Ravens, the Colts kicked off this week with that. And then the Arizona Cardinals, who go into San Francisco and come up with a highly impressive win with Kyler Murray out on the shelf. Same with DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green, who we hope is well. Chase Edmonds appears to be out for a couple of games, but James Conner filling in as the lead back yesterday in quite impressive fashion with 3 touchdowns, but none more impressive than the man who stepped in the place of Kyler Murray and kept things for the Arizona Cardinals on the straight and narrow, back in the saddle after the Cardinals lost their first game of the year. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Van phone line after that W in Santa Clara against the San Francisco 49ers is quarterback Colt McCoy. How are you, Colt?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
How did that feel for you yesterday? What was that like for you yesterday,
Colt? It was great. Anytime you can go on the road in a division and come out on top, I think, you know, those plane rides are pretty fun on the way home. And for me, you know, it was kind of a crazy week. You didn't know if Kyler was going to be able to go or not. It was kind of up in the air most of the week. And just to be able to step in and guys kind of rally around me. You mentioned James. I thought James played outstanding yesterday. Made my life a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
The guys up front blocked well. I mean, the San Francisco's defense is really good, especially up front. So we were better yesterday. We played well you know, again, to get a win on the road like that is huge.
People in my position, Colt, use the word challenge a lot. Like, what's the challenge in this and what's your challenge in that? But I imagine there's no greater challenge than trying to prepare for a game that you don't know that you're actually going to play in until the last second. What is the challenge in doing that, Colt?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of the life of a backup, right, right now. You know, you always prepare. You never know. Most of the times you prepare – you know, for a game where if something were to happen to the starter, you just got to come off the bench and be ready to go. You know, this week I did get some reps in practice, but it was still kind of up in the air. There's uncertainty around Kyler. You know, he's having an unbelievable season, and he obviously wanted to be out there and play. And so it makes it that much sweeter that we were able to pull through and get a win and kind of get back on the winning streak.
And so what was it like for you in the middle of that game? I mean, again, it's been a minute, right? So it can't be simple to just step right back in, and now you're in the midst of a significant game for you guys swept a season opponent, you know, a division opponent that is huge, and certainly with a chance to get a 1 seed still. So I'm wondering what that sensation is like, if you can put us in your shoes, Colt McCoy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought Cliff did a really good job of sort of getting me in rhythm early in the game. We didn't convert on our first third down, but we came off, we communicated well, and he kind of knew what I liked, and I kind of knew where he wanted to go with his next few calls, and I started in a rhythm early, and that really helped. You know, our quarterback's coach, Cam Turner, did a great job all week of, you know, just we thought Kyler was going to play, and then, you know, as the week goes on, you kind of, all right, what do you like on third downs? What do you like in the red zone? You kind of start, you know, Kyler and I like a lot of the same things, but, you know, maybe I see something a little bit different. I kind of like this. You know, we kind of just detailed that all week, and then all of a sudden it was Sunday, time to play. And I think the guys on offense did a great job of just kind of rallying around me. I think they had confidence in me. Our defense played lights out again. They've been playing at a really high level. And even when guys, you know, weren't able to play, you know, I wasn't playing with Hop or AJ. The other guys stepped up and made plays. I think that's the sign of a good team. And we just got to keep it rolling.
Colt McCoy here on the Rich Eisen Show. And Kingsbury's out there with his shades going John with Josh Norman. What the hell happened there, Colt?
I don't know. I knew that we got a penalty, so I was thinking about how far that field goal was going to be. And then I saw another flag. And all of a sudden we had a first down. So I don't know the whole scuffle, but – kind of crazy turn of events there.
I know, and it's easy to laugh about it because again it's all good in the hood now that you came up with that win. What's the sensation around there, Colt, about this team and the belief in it from outside in? I know you might tune it out or anything like that, but I noticed J.J. Watt on NFL Films microphone picked up him sensing that not everyone believes in the Cardinals, that you're for real. What is that conversation like within your building? Cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I'm honored to be a part of this team. I'm excited to be a part of this team. I'm thankful that I got to play all those things. But I think Steve has done a great job of assembling a group of guys where there's some good veterans who've been on some good winning football teams, who have good leadership in the locker room. There's a good mix of young guys who are playing at a high level, making plays. And I think that mix, you know, of veterans and young guys is very healthy. We've battled injuries. We've lost a bunch of guys. Our O-line is banged up. And so for us to go in and play the way we did and come out on top, I think, you know, says a lot about how Cliff coaches us and believes in us. But at the same time, you know, I think it's a really good group of guys who take it one week at a time. You know, we don't really listen to the outside noise and think about like what's next. We really just try to hone in and focus on one week at a time. And, you know, I've been on some teams that don't think that way and, you know, couldn't have really handled a situation like we did last week, right? Where we lose on the last play of the game, you know, we're undefeated and we got to sit on that for 3 or 4 days over that kind of mini bye and then come back and get re-energized and ready to go on the road in the division. You know, I've been in places where that just doesn't happen that way, right? So
sure.
I'm very proud to be a part of this team. This is a really good group of guys, and you know, I think our main focus is just figuring out a way to keep it going.
So I guess in that, I know I'm veering out of our lane for a second, Colt McCoy, but I'll do it, and you answer how you wish. You know what it is like for somebody to be highly drafted, third round, but 85th overall out of the Big 12 and placed in Cleveland, Ohio as the hope and of a franchise there. Do you have any 2 cents on Baker Mayfield and the sort of difficulty he sometimes gets from folks in Cleveland about not doing enough and things of that nature, just putting yourself back in the shoes of 2010, 2011, things of that nature?
Yeah. Cole? Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. I always have the backs of quarterbacks, especially those guys who play in Cleveland. The fans in Cleveland are amazing. All they want is to win. And, you know, I think over the last few years they've done a great job. I mean, they won a playoff game last year. So I know in my time in Cleveland I gave it absolutely everything I had, and it just didn't work for a lot of different reasons. But there wasn't anybody there that wanted it more and wanted to see it work. So I think Baker's done a great job. Again, I'll take the quarterbacks back all the time, because playing this position in this league against these defenses week to week, you know, and for Baker's sake, playing in the AFC North, it's tough. So I don't know what that means. I just know that, you know, I enjoyed my time in Cleveland. We just didn't win. And when you don't win in this league, it's you get replaced. And you know, I learned that lesson the hard way. And glad to be where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
for sure.
Year 11, Colt, for you, franchise five, year 11. If I had told you on that draft night you'd play 11 years in the NFL, what would you say? What would you have said to me?
I did not know what, you know, I did, at that point when I was coming out of college, I didn't know if I was going to get to play again because of the injury that I took in the national championship against Alabama. I mean, I couldn't, doctors couldn't tell anybody when I was going to be ready to play, if I was going to be able to throw again, all those things. So I had to live through that nightmare for a little bit. But, you know, once I got into the league, I realized real quickly that this is not college anymore, and this is, you've got to figure out how to play this game like a pro.
And what was that challenge? Seriously, now that you're looking back on it, you hear all the conversations going on in the NFL right now about this guy should start, that guy should start. I guess we're kind of all through that for 2021 with all the starting quarterbacks. And, you know, there was another kid across the way from you yesterday in Trey Lance waiting for his chance when that comes for San Francisco. What is the now you look back with 2020 vision of 11 NFL years for that?
Well, I think that for any young quarterback that comes into the NFL, you know, you were generally the best player on the field wherever you played in college, whether that was, you know, high level college or whether it was that, like, you know, for Trey Lance at a smaller school. And so you would go into games knowing you were the best player and making a bunch of plays. And when you come into the NFL, I mean, this is the best of the best. You know, every team, you know, the teams that have losing records right now have great players, and they're usually, you know, one fumble away or one ball bouncing the other way away from having a winning record. And guys are just—they're just good. You can't run around guys anymore. Lamar Jackson can, Kyler Murray can, I can't. So you got to figure out how to play in the pocket, how to switch protections, how to read defenses, where the ball is supposed to go versus different coverages. You know, that is a huge learning curve. And, you know, fortunately, I worked really hard and I'm still able to get to play this kid's game that I really love. But it takes a lot of work and a lot of energy and a lot of effort and a lot of time to really kind of figure that out.
Well, Colt McCoy, you set a career mark for completion percentage, the highest completion percentage you've ever had in your 11 seasons in the NFL, 22 of 26. After the game, Coach Kingsbury lauded you, saying that's how you prepare every day, called you a consummate professional. He knows where he's going with the ball. He gets it out quick and gets us in the right play, protected the ball all day, which we knew we had to do. I'm going to read the next sentence to see where it lands with you. Quote, I'm happy for the University of Texas fans because after that game yesterday, at least they can find some solace in that. Your thoughts in that,
Colt? The Texas fans.
Apparently. I mean, I guess he's Texas Tech forever, I understand, in a way. But what are your thoughts on that quote?
They have to take their shots when they can, you know.
Man, I don't mean to stir things up with you and your coach.
No,
but I do feel like, you know, I should give you a chance to retort based on what he said in lauding you and your performance and that big win for you and this franchise and for the team. But why do you have to go all horns down on it like that?
I don't understand. Cliff is one of a kind. He's one of my favorite coaches. He did a great job. I felt like, again, he and Cam of, you know, getting me in a rhythm early and then calling plays, and, you know, we were executing. I love playing in this system, in this offense, but, you know, Cliff will always be a Texas Tech guy, and I'll always be a Texas guy.
Okay.
Just like Kyler Murray will always be an Oklahoma guy.
Right.
There's just constant jabs going on around the building, but he had his moment up there last night.
I mean, honestly, you had your moment in the sun. Why has it got to do you like that?
It's all in good nature.
Have you been to the Kingsbury Lair? Have you been to that spot that we got a glimpse in during the draft a couple of years ago?
I've just seen pictures like you guys.
Yeah, no, there we're putting it right up there. There he is without his socks on and his loafers, like he's in a cologne ad. You know, he's got that working. You know,
Cliff is the man.
I agree. I totally agree. But I found that funny. I wanted to give you your chance to respond, Colton. I'm glad I did.
Oh, that's good. Good stuff.
Thanks for the call, Colt. Congrats on that W. Any sense on next week? Any sense for you right now on where things stand maybe for the next Cardinals game for you?
No, I don't. I mean, I think we'll kind of circle the wagons. We lost some guys last week. We're kind of down on the offensive line a little bit. We lost Chase.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the next man up, you know, mentality. And, you know, I think Kyle will be ready to go, and we'll see what happens.
Colt McCoy, congrats on that. Let's stay in contact. Really appreciate you taking the time on the Monday after a big dub. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You go. That's Colt McCoy, everybody, right there on the Rich Eisen Show. 22 of 26, 249 yards, one score. Colt McCoy lost the 2008 Heisman to Sam Bradford. And then the 2009 Heisman voting to Mark Ingram. It was Bradford, McCoy, and Tim Tebow in 2008. And then in 2009, Ingram, Toby Gerhardt of Stanford.
Wow.
Colt McCoy right in front of Ndamukong Suh, and then there's Tebow. I mean, he had a phenomenal career.
Yeah.
Oh, phenomenal.
At UT.
Second most wins all time by a starting quarterback in college to Kellen Moore.
And there he is in 2021.
Still playing.
For the Arizona Cardinals without the top two receivers. Loses the top running back. Connor obviously did his part, but so did Colt McCoy. He didn't make any mistakes.
No, he was awesome.
On time, in rhythm, out they come. And who's the one seed right now? The Arizona Cardinals. Through 9 weeks in the NFL. Love this stuff. We have yet to hit the Cleveland Browns winning. We will fill that void when we come back. And more of your phone calls at 844-204-RICH here on this busy Monday of the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The air up there.
It's not good.
844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your phone call's coming up. So, being the host of a show like this one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Being the host of a show like this one where I sit down and my name's on the door and it's on the mic flag and
mugs.
And it's
everywhere.
The mugs. I got my mug around here somewhere. And I don't take it for granted. And I really appreciate it. I try to stay humble. Yeah.
Hard to stay humble.
You like that one? When I'm literally stunting on the Jumbotron every day, right? Exactly. Right. Okay. But boy, being right is great. It's just, you know, it's great. You know, it's being right is really just an enjoyable sense. Like, I like making everybody here smarter. I like front loading you with thoughts that then come to fruition over the weekend. First, a prime example, we did an entire segment here on Friday talking about nobody's talking about because of the Odell waiver and Aaron Rodgers, what was going on with him and Vaughn being traded and, you know, the broken foot for Derrick Henry. Nobody talked about the fact that Adrian Peterson was coming off the couch, right? And the fifth leading rusher of all time at age 36, and he scored a touchdown in the game.
I know.
Now, he wasn't much of a factor because of the defensive plays that were being made by the Titans,
right?
Including a dreadful interception thrown by Matthew Stafford directly. The same thing that Carson Wentz did the week before, except it wasn't a game-ending pick six.
And it wasn't with his left hand.
Oh, my gosh. Then a pick six and what have you. But a score later on in the day, and we kind of, like, it did wind up being a story. That Adrian Peterson scored a touchdown in an NFL nationally televised game last night. We like being right. Or at least, in that case, just we like being smart. That was probably smart, right?
Yeah. Good.
Now let's get to the being right. I've been caping for Baker Mayfield, man, on this show.
You have been.
I have been caping in the same way, whatever, you know, my other colleagues in this business and certainly in this time slot say about Baker. I'm like the exact opposite. I'm going polar opposite. I'm not doing that just because I'm trying to be different in a very difficult pool of sports talk radio to communicate. I believe it.
You believe it.
I believe it. I just always liked the way that he played. I just liked the moxie. And I like that he gets better when he's pissed. I like it. Does he always win when he's pissed? Unfortunately not. But I like the... He also had me at the planting of the flag in Columbus. God, I would love for that to happen for my team shortly. But he had me at that. I like it. Even last week when they lost to the Steelers and he got, you know, he's back there with his shoulder practically hanging off, right? And
he's wearing that weird, like, brace.
And all that. And he gets hit, laid out of bounds, no flag. And like, uh-oh, is he going to be out of the game? And he pops back up and he gives that first down thing. Like, yes, yes. And then the Odell stuff goes down. And he's in Cincinnati where the Bengals are poised to say, we've got the future of football here in the state of Ohio, professional football. They're poised to do it. And the Cleveland Browns go in, and Baker is all chill. He ran out of the tunnel kind of by himself. He kind of has like that Christian Leitner thing going on, right? Where a lot of people don't like him unless he's on your team. And even with that, for Cleveland, some people are just like, it's Baker's fault. Like, Steve Smith called him average last week on NFL Network. What does Baker do? After I lone wolfed them on NFL Network,
saw that.
He goes out and he plants the flag in Cincinnati, Ohio. 218 yards, two scores, no turnovers. Passer rating of 132.6. The run game shows up. Yes, he turned to his Michigan man and Donovan Peoples-Jones. And I just love all those Buckeye Browns fans who have to root for that kid. 86 yards, including that 60-yarder, and a 24-10 lead at half. That they just say, you know what, 34-10. And they did get Denzel Ward with a 99-yard pick six and a sack and a half from Myles Garrett, their grown-ass Grim Reaper.
That game was over early.
Wrapped it. And all I have to say on that subject to Baker Mayfield is two words. Two words. Attaboy. Attaboy! Yes. Yes. I loved it. I loved it. They had to have it. Had to have it. Longest regular season ever? Sure. This moment. After you go 1-2 at home, and Odell Beckham Jr. is shown the door by the franchise, and there are questions. as to why it doesn't work out when somebody who is as talented as Odell Beckham Jr. is out there. And we understand he's maybe not in the spot where he needs to be in this precise offense and what have you. But I never understood how Baker Mayfield is the king of throwing it like 60 times, and he wins a Heisman Trophy throwing it 90 times, and he wins Big 12 games 80 to 75, and he's drafted first overall, and suddenly now we got to run the ball with him and make sure he doesn't do this, doesn't do that. Difference between professional and college football, potentially, it's still that same heart that beats inside, the same gut, same bile. It's just like, I am going to do this today. He woke up dangerous in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he came out with that dub. Team effort, of course. Got some defensive scores, yes. Running game, Nick Chubb, terrific, yes.
Nick Chubb.
Sure. But who's the orchestrator of it all? Who didn't make the mistakes at the position to counter all of the good stuff that was going on and instead enhanced everything? And with the game potentially there for the taking, where you don't let the opponent off the mat. Game there for the taking. Who goes up top with somebody in his grill and throws a dart down the field to Donovan Peoples-Jones? Baker Mayfield, number 6. He did that. Now, next comes New England. That is what we call a tough assignment. Because here comes Belichick, who can see on film what you're trying to do and knows exactly what makes you uncomfortable. Because he's seen a whole bunch of types like Baker Mayfield come through the NFL in his umpteen years of doing it. What a huge game at New England. Home for Detroit after that, and then the two games against Baltimore wrapped around a bye. That is the next month in the development of Baker minus Odell plus the rest of this team. This is it next month. But for this week, when all those who love to troll and say nay and cut him down for his backward caps and his cell phones and his refusal to shake hands and all that stuff from year one, and then things in Cleveland not working out. Yes, 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 yes. In Cincinnati, when the young Bengals are looking to bounce back and take a piece out of the Browns, lay their cards on the Buckeye State table and say, professional football runs through this town, not Cleveland. The guy who's going to be the quarterback of the future professional football in this state is a guy from this state. Joey Burrow, not Baker, who runs off talented players like Odell Beckham because he can't figure out how to work him in. No, Baker plants the flag. Attaboy. Attaboy. I'm caping and I'm loving it. And I'll go down with it. I'll go down with it. I'm with you, Cleveland fans. I'll go down with it. I'll go down with it. I'll take the beers if it all works out. I'll take the jeers if it doesn't. I can handle it. I'm a big boy. I got thick skin. I've seen all the thumbs down on all this crap going on my YouTube page. I understand it. You know what? Attaboy! Way to go. Enjoy the rest of this week, man. Could end with New England, could be a thud, but then comes Detroit, and then back-to-backs around a bye against Baltimore. Oh, baby. It's right there. It's right there. And for 1 week, he took it. Took it. And he's standing there with Tracy Wolfson afterwards. I'm like, yo, no, it's a team effort. It's this, that, the other thing. And, you know, deep down, he just wants to go, you know what? F all of you. That's the way I feel about it. He's always got that edge about him where he's just trying to remain calm, doesn't want anybody talking about smack with him. He hears enough of this garbage when he doesn't even earn it. It's just him being him. And his commercials are hilarious.
They
And that should actually help his image. For some reason, it doesn't. They really think he's that guy who's putting hot nacho cheese in kids' bags.
That's great. So funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he's awesome.
Attaboy! Whew.
Feel better?
I do. All right, I do. I feel good for my Cleveland fans and friends. I like it.
You should run for mayor in Cleveland.
I don't know. Maybe I could. I don't know.
It's just in. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to induct you next year. Yeah, you're going to get in.
Hall and Eisen.
Hall and Eisen. Eisen Oates.
Eisen Oates.
Probably
Eisen
better.
Oates.
Right. I prefer top billing. You know. I feel alive. The Giants got me right on my lone wolf. I am now even in the standings with Michael Irvin for last place, unfortunately. But I had a rough first month of the season. Tough to figure out this lead, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anybody, by the way, anybody had a winning record picking games in week 9? How'd you do?
Crescent.
How'd Sneaky Good Games do?
Oh, Sneaky Good Games, 2-1.
Ooh, Brockman is back.
Staying hot.
Better than a coin flip.
We are staying hot, man.
We're hotter than fish grease.
We are staying hot.
Let's take a phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show. Peter in Texas. What's up, Peter?
Peter.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Monday.
Hey.
I'm good. So, Rich, I'm a quarterback, and I need some help. What can you get?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy, man, but it's no problem. I'll tell you how to throw. You know, you just grip it by those stringy things.
Mm-hmm.
And advice. You know, that's it.
Fair.
And hope.
But
I'm an expert. I'm an expert on it. I watched a lot of football. I know a lot of football. I've read up on football. You know, I did a lot of research on football. So you should come to me about quarterbacking.
You're featured in Madden 22, man.
So I am. That's another reason. Why wouldn't you come to me? Kids know me.
Exactly. But for real, though. So
for real.
Let's stop with the BS.
By the way, even though in the Graduate Hotel in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm known as a non-athlete, I can spin it. Okay? Why am I so aggressive with Peter? All right, what's on your mind, Peter? What do you got?
For real, though. This is probably an overreaction since it's only been one game, but would it be apropos to compare the current Packers to maybe the 2011 Colts without Aaron Rodgers, assuming Aaron is out for a longer period of time?
Well, here's the thing, Peter. No, nothing was worse than the offense can be operated similarly. It's just that it was operated by a young kid. And thanks for the call, Peter. Here's my two cents on what we saw yesterday with this offense in Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. Look, whenever you have one of the greats of all time, by the way, I'm going to give some really sage, smart analysis here. So I would suggest everybody in this studio to listen up.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever anyone else is, take out a pen and pad or whatever. And if you're in a car, pull over.
Got that.
When you've got one of the greats of all time.
All time.
At quarterback.
All time great.
Running an offense. Mm-hmm. When he's not in there. It will look worse without him in there.
Oh.
Okay? Do you want me to repeat it so you could write it down?
Well, I got most of it, but continue.
All right.
Okay. Not as
it will
good.
Look worse.
Look worse.
Okay. Without him.
Without him.
Now, you made mention, Christopher, last week, again, because I talk about this game all the time, the Thursday night football game, the week after Thanksgiving in 2007, when Aaron Rodgers got in there for an injured Favre in the middle of the game and actually ran the offense very well in the second half. Took him some time to finally get his sea legs under him, but when he did, it looked terrific. And we even brought that up on game day morning yesterday. We showed a highlight of it.
I saw that. You could have gave me a shout out. It would have been fine.
Yeah, but they don't like you there, Chris. So
that's not true.
Okay. So even though there's still an indentation of the old NFL Network doors on your ass that was planted there on your way out.
It's just not true.
Okay. But we showed that game yesterday under the concept of hey, if Jordan Love looks like this,
yeah,
maybe it'll plant the same seed in Packers' breasts as it did back in that day, that moving on from their all-time great wouldn't be so catastrophic. Well, that didn't happen yesterday.
No, it didn't.
Didn't happen yesterday. And some of it might be that Love didn't even dress last year in a pandemic year when there was no vaccine. Now we're in a pandemic year with a vaccine. Not going to go there. Don't worry. But Rodgers is going to come back.
Yeah.
He's going to come back most likely next week. The whole idea that he won't be cleared medically to play until the day before the game, meaning he won't play, yeah, is laughable. Like Rodgers. Yeah, Rodgers not practiced up in year 20 million. I mean, of the Packers
Fox
franchise.
Praying that Rodgers is
He's playing the game. I mean, clearly you saw on Friday that he's feeling better.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he'll be clear. He'll be clear of 10 days of symptoms. And I don't even need to think he needs to test negative, because believe it or not, you can test positive having had it for a long time, but not be considered contagious anymore.
Right.
He's playing. And when he comes back, he's going to be terrific. Now, he might be less than in his first game back, because this COVID is, what's the word for it? It's a bitch. That's what it is. I've had it. And it messes with your brain and your thinking, your cognitive thinking. I had COVID fog for weeks, and you're tired and you're beaten down. And so when he comes back, and if he doesn't perform well against Seattle, you're like, oh, no, don't buy it. Don't buy it. And when it all comes down to it, I think my stance remains the same of what were the Packers even thinking about drafting somebody else. Now, his stance on all this subject matter might turn off more of the fan base, because there's a large number of people who support him and don't on this subject matter. I don't know about that for the future. That's down the road. But for 2021, our caller just asked if they're like the Colts without Peyton Manning. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely positively not.
Pretty good what if about that game yesterday. Like, what if that crazy Rodgers rollout third down goes incomplete and now Love gets the ball back with 2 minutes?
You mean Mahomes you're talking about?
Yeah, yesterday.
You said Rodgers.
Oh, sorry. Love looked pretty good on the drive before they scored a touchdown.
Yeah, when they were playing faster and speeding up, it kind of helped him out a little bit. And, you know, LaFleur, who I love, by the way, he's really grown on me. And I've never met him, and we've never had him on the show.
I kind of like him, too.
He's kind of grown on me. Yeah. I kind of like the first good year coach. Was kind of him just like, you know, I'm just kind of seeing I'm a head coach here. Hey, and now year three, it's just like he runs it, he owns it, and he seems to have a little bit of the red ass in him, too. And I like his demeanor on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I like everything about him. He's like, my fault. I was calling plays that should not have had him, you know, take those many drops, these many steps, and all that business. He took it on him and all that. But that's what coaches do. But
little third down, maybe adjustments.
I just don't. I mean, he's Favre's.
Can we read anything?
Rodgers is going to come back, and
can we read it into anything about that aggressive bear hug that Love and LaFleur shared pregame?
Yeah, please, give me a break.
I don't know, man.
LaFleur, I'm sure, doesn't want to answer any of these questions. And I'm sure, again, I think somebody pointed this out over the weekend. I don't know who it was. Rodgers went on McAfee's show during practice. So he had to know, if he didn't think about this, it's kind of like, all right, that anyone's coming off of practice and they're like, did you hear what he said on McAfee's show? And the answer is going to be, of course, no. But it's going to be fine when it's all said and done. It's going to be.
Is Rodgers Green Bay's quarterback week one 2022?
That I cannot answer that question. I cannot. He should be. I mean, he should be. I mean, come on. He should be. Because everything that you just saw from Love yesterday, you're going to have to deal with again. And for weeks. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to. Not everyone's Mac Jones. where the system and the coaching's all around you, and everything looks copacetic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because the way it's gone for the first 9 weeks, for him, that is the model of what you want to have from your rookie quarterback.
Mac 10.
Also, good defense, good run game. Like, don't make him.
Which is what Green Bay has. And it didn't look like that yesterday, did it?
It didn't. Although I thought they ran the
even
ball
though,
really well.
Even though, oh, well, it didn't help either. Oh, God, Mason Crosby with two misses. What if that game was 13-6 for all that time instead of 13-0?
True, but the holder was pretty brutal.
No, I get it, but they also had a special teams disaster on a punt. Yeah. Like, the special teams let him down. Oh,
special teams let him down.
Oh, my God, you got to have all three phases in a game like this, and they didn't. They didn't.
They should have won.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. A little housekeeping in this studio. I got to bring this up.
Housekeeping.
Yes, indeed. A little housekeeping involving one of you guys. Uh-oh. I'm not going to lie. That's coming up next. Got to bring it to the people when we come back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH.
I mean, if you're playing this just to finish last every Sunday in your picks.
And no, yeah, I don't plan on doing that. We've invited Arthur Smith on the show this week, by the way.
Nice.
We're working on that. Cultivating that caper right now. So here's something I want to bring to the people here. And I don't know if you were joking, Chris. I don't know if you were joking.
Okay. He probably wasn't.
I don't know. I can't tell because it was over text. I don't know.
He was dead serious.
I don't know. But as you know, we're in this fantasy basketball league together here. Yeah. Okay.
I was kidding.
We're all in this fantasy basketball team together, basketball league. And I'm going against Chris. And I did notice throughout the day, it's the last day of the week. Sunday's the last day of the week of a week-to-week league that I still think is running properly. But be that as it may. Be that as it may, it's a very close. It's 11 categories. He's up in a majority of them. I'm down in a minority of them, but they're close. Like, I need only like 3 rebounds or 5 assists or 5 steals or whatever or something like that. And I have more players than him unless he takes all of them on his bench and activates them. And I went about my day seeing how he's not doing that. And then I saw that most of his players are playing at 3:00 Pacific tip. And I was doing my business, and I go back to my phone, and I see he didn't put any of them in.
So that's a dub.
Well, actually, it was not.
Except it wasn't.
It wasn't. He won. He eventually won. Yeah. So I texted him, you know, hey, I noticed you didn't have any of
them. No, that's not what you said.
I texted you.
You're like, hey, I'm going to get you in fantasy.
I said, I might get you in hoops is what I said
right,
to you.
Right.
I said, I might get you in hoops.
Yeah, exactly.
And your response was, of course I forgot to edit my lineup today. I wrote, I noticed. You then wrote something that's unmentionable.
Well, because I was losing in football.
Right. Yeah. And I, oh boy. And then you could put up the rest now. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know, Chris said.
Yeah.
And I'm like, letting you know what? Hey, you want to edit your lineup? Would have been the classy move. I wrote back, assume tape.
which meant nothing. Like, that doesn't
assume
even,
tape.
Assume tape of what?
No, like I assume that you were watching stuff on tape to lad and want to reach out to you.
Oh yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
That's what I wrote back. Assume tape.
I'm recording League Pass?
Yes, because you're watching football.
Oh, stop it.
Assume tape. I wrote back, you can't possibly mean that. I would have done it for you.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second. I sent back the Friends meme of Ross giving like the okay look. Were you serious?
No, he was. No, even if he was serious.
No, but
You were even a little serious? You were serious.
No, I was in the you caught
this text exchange went on too long.
You caught me at a bad moment. I was upset about the football fantasy that was going on. So, yeah. But I thought that was pretty funny.
But the text exchange went on too long for me to think that you were... That's why I had to basically write back, I can't... You can't possibly serious.
You all caps, possibly.
Exactly.
Like you were offended that I would bring that up.
No, I was offended that you thought that I should have done the classy move to say, hey, you know, you've benched a lot of your players. Like,
yeah, hey,
let's keep it fair. Like, you should... It's on you to put them in.
Keep it fair. Keep it fair.
Now you're kidding now, too, right? You're kidding. You have to be kidding. Because I don't want you to give this face-forward sort of sense to our fans that you think that I should tell you making a mistake in fantasy on the last day of a week-to-week league.
No, I totally forgot.
Okay.
No, I totally forgot. I still beat you anyway.
I know that.
7-3-1.
I know that.
Rich has the worst record in our league.
Oh, I'm 0-2. No, I've lost 2 weeks.
You're not 0-2.
But what do you mean I'm not 0-2? I've lost 2 weeks.
Technically,
it's a week to week. I'm 0-2.
But that's not how this.
Rich, you know how these things work.
No, I don't. I'm 0-2. What are the standings, Chris? I don't know what they. I'm 0-2. I've lost the first 2 weeks, and we've done that in fantasy football.
No,
and you can come out. All you gotta do is win the next 2 weeks, and you're 500, right?
You're 7-14-1.
Oh, so I don't have to go 2-0 the next 2 weeks.
Mean?
I can actually win the next 2 weeks and not be above 500.
Do you understand how these head-to-head leagues work?
Yes, I'm in several of them.
You don't understand how they work.
I was in a whole baseball one this year, and all it was just a win or a loss.
Well, that your league is jabroni.
No,
like,
it's not.
This is how week-to-week leagues work. You win categories.
I'm confused. So if I win the next 2 weeks, I'm still not back to 500?
Well, if you win them appropriately to get to 500.
Appropriately? I didn't know that there's an appropriateness to winning.
I just, like.
See, this is what's so stupid.
The way you
stupid.
Bitch about these things is stupid. You bitching about it is stupid. Just know the rules and play within the confines of the rules of the league you're in.
I cannot wait. Here's what we're going to do. Right. We're going to post this video. We're going to post this video later on.
You can post it. I'm not posting it.
Great. It'll be on YouTube, which is not your bailiwick.
Del Tufo's dying. Somebody help him.
I will post it.
Same conversation.
And I want people
Mike,
to
right,
like
man?
Or dislike based on if you like. Oh, I need a response.
I need oxygen.
And I can't believe the commissioner of our league is a guy who's in the worst fantasy league ever.
Well, that's
with people he doesn't even like.
That's where we made our first
Most
error,
of those
was
people.
Putting him as commissioner.
Thank nobody you. Else wanted Thank to you. Do basketball.
No one wanted to do the commissioner.
All I need to do
He's
is
right.
win the next 2 weeks and gets back to 500, unless I'm inappropriate in my winning.
Well, I'll do the math for you, Rich. You're 7 games under. So if you're 7 games
How
over,
am I 7
then
games
I...
under after 2 weeks?
Because it's you a win. Lost, I've lost the categories.
Twice. Oh, it's a category.
So it's not a W. So it's category
it's
win.
It's season-long stat compiling.
Can you get?
But it's different than last year, though.
Is this out of your system? Because we're not doing this every week.
I think we might.
I don't know. I mean, it's a week to week league, so this
Sorry,
is this week.
Well, if you keep losing, I guess we'll keep doing it.
This is so
Just
funny.
Just pick better. Be a better
this
GM.
Is so
Look, my only issue with Brockman is his unflexibility in trying to get the position
exactly.
set up, and
exactly.
he wouldn't like. By the way, he
you
wouldn't
were here
even,
the day I set it up.
I was here.
Yeah, I know. So why do you say anything now?
Because I didn't
nice.
Realize that you didn't put that in there.
He's too nice. He's too nice.
But you know how hard it is to be the kid. It's a pain in the ass.
You guys complain after the fact.
No, Chris. I brought that to you before the season even started. You were on the golf course, and you just kind of, you listened to me, and you were like, no, it doesn't make sense.
What a stirring conclusion. What a great Monday show this was up until this point. Thank you.
And that's the end of round number one.
Thank you.
That's like round 15.
Thank you. I want to thank Colt McCoy, Matthew Judon, and Peter King. I'll be on Monday Night Football on Westwood One pregame and halftime. Justin Fields will be my guest on that.
Oh,
thank you.